Welcome to the Catholic Apostolate Center podcast series. Not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love. This quote from St. Teresa of Calcutta serves as the inspiration for Small Things with Great Love by Rebecca Resch, which was originally published on the Catholic Apostolate Center blog. Reading this blog post today is Chrissy Kirby.
Not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love. St. Teresa of Calcutta. Growing up attending Catholic schools my entire life, the life and teachings of Mother Teresa were always something that I was familiar with. There was something about an Albanian woman who gives up her life to serve the poor and dying in the slums of Calcutta that makes people stop and evaluate their own lives. It's incredible to imagine one person completely uprooting their own life and going to try to combat the extremes of poverty in India. Mother Teresa embraced Catholic social teaching on the dignity of the human person and went above and beyond in her ministry. In theory, we would all like to have as much of an impact as Mother Teresa. However, the average person today recognizes his or her own inability to make such an extreme lifestyle change. We are comfortable in our lives today, and uprooting them like Mother Teresa did is something we are not prepared to do. Making a huge impact, while desirable, is not usually possible for most of us. Even Mother Teresa recognized that her decisions were extreme and not something people are prepared to do. She knew that not everyone could do what she did with her life. Her words remind us that even if we cannot make such an extreme life change, we can still impact the world on a smaller, but meaningful scale. Recently, these words have taken on a deeper meaning for me. I just finished over a week of training to be a resident assistant at my university. I am exhausted and excited, but mostly inspired. One of the main points that our supervisors made during our training is that we as RAs have a tremendous impact in the smallest ways possible. Mother Teresa's words are a good reminder to me that being a presence with my residents is the most important thing I can do. Sometimes, all a student needs is someone to listen to them, no matter how insignificant their problems may seem. College students can make poor decisions, and the role of an RA is often to discipline those decisions and enforce rules that many of these students disagree with. We are seen as students with nothing better to do than get our residents in trouble. The reality is, I enforce the rules and document my residents because I care about them. I recognize that very often it will feel like a thankless task. My residents will blame me initially when their decisions result in disciplinary sanctions. But I hope that even when I do have to have these harder conversations and confrontations, they will eventually come to realize that I do my job out of love for them. In our daily lives, we often forget how even the smallest gestures can make the most meaningful impacts. If we live our lives as Mother Teresa suggests, doing the small things with great love, our lives may even have more of an impact than we realize. In the Gospel this past weekend, we heard the greatest commandments from Christ himself. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Matthew 22, verse 37 and 39. Love can take many forms, and the smallest gestures can be the biggest examples of love.
For this and more blog posts, or for more information, please visit www.catholicapostolatecenter.org. Thank you for listening, and in the words of St. Vincent Pallotti, may the charity of Christ urge us on.